Hello and welcome everyone. I'm Celeste from the Chiropractic Health Institute. Today's a day many of you have been waiting for, a deeper dive into holistic health with Dr. DQ Bellis. After over 25 years in chiropractic and countless requests from you, he's crafted Hidden Health Connections, a series that'll help you understand and apply the wonders of natural healthcare beyond the clinic. When you listen to this overview, you're going to meet a man who changed Dr. DQ Bellis's life and will change yours too. You'll learn why fevers are a brilliant strategy orchestrated by your immune system and why you should avoid the temptation to lower them. You'll learn the difference between expressive care and suppressive care. This one distinction will set you on the road to better health, something less than 5% of the population even knows about. Plus, you'll discover why eagles nesting around the Great Lakes almost became extinct and a surprising link to your own health and wellness. Why is this important? Well, by understanding these insights, you can make better choices for yourself and your loved ones, ensuring improved well-being, increased happiness, and a safer tomorrow. So, let's embark on this enlightening journey. You're about to uncover health gems many are unaware of, presented in a beautifully simplistic manner. And now, without more from me, here's Dr. Jameson DQ Bellis with insights that might just change your perspective on health.
Thank you, Celeste, and welcome. It's great to have you here. You know, sometimes life throws you a curveball that changes your perspective entirely. Let me take you back to my early 20s. I was a lifeguard at Scarborough State Beach in Rhode Island. Life was simple. The sun was bright, and every day felt like an adventure. It was during this time in the sun that I met someone who would change my path in life. Dr. Steve Shuto, a chiropractor with a knack for teaching and an eye-opening approach to health. He said something that stuck with me. Did you know that a fever, something we often rush to suppress so that we quickly feel better, is actually one of your body's many ways of healing? And when you shut off a fever, it takes longer to fight off the cold. It got me thinking, what if we're looking at health all wrong? What if there's more to it than just feeling good? Your approach to health is crucial, especially considering your nervous system, the master controller of your well-being. We tend to have two ways of dealing with health issues. Suppressive care, like taking medication to quickly cover up a problem in order to feel better, and expressive care, which is more about supporting your body's natural healing abilities. Imagine it like this. When your house is on fire, you call the fire department. But what about keeping your house strong and resilient? That's where contractors like chiropractic care, yoga, nutrition, and exercise come into play. I remember treating my own aches and pains with a bunch of pills, like trying to prevent a house fire with a non-stop sprinkler system. That may be good for a one-off, but all I was doing in the long run was masking the symptoms, not addressing the root cause. Now think about the Great Lakes, where Niagara Falls is. If you haven't been, go. It's worth the trip. There was a time when pollution wreaked havoc on all of the lakes up there. The fish were sick, the eagles couldn't hatch healthy chicks. And here's the thing, during this time, did the biologists throw painkillers at the problem? No, in fact, that would have made the problem worse. So what did they do? Well, they cleaned up the environment. And that's how you might want to start thinking about your health. Just like the lakes, your body needs a clean, healthy environment to thrive. It's not just about treating symptoms. It's about creating a healthy setting for your body to heal and flourish. Your body really is just a reflection of the choices you're making, which affect your internal and external environments. If they're filled with toxins and stress, your health mirrors that. But in a nurturing, clean environment, your health absolutely thrives. This understanding isn't speculation. It's a holistic view of health, encompassing physical, nutritional, emotional, and spiritual aspects. As a chiropractor, I don't just crack backs. My job is to gently adjust your spine, unwinding those little glitches that might be messing with your nervous system. This way, your body can deal with the world around you much more effectively. It's like tuning a musical instrument so it sings better. This raises the question, what can you do to support your adjustments? Remember our talk about water, walking, and the chin-up habit? These aren't just small tasks. They're the foundation of a healthier you. Water is your body's lifeline. Walking is the rhythmic motion that keeps your joints healthy, and the chin-up habit ensures your body is balanced while doing so. I'm glad you decided to do this for yourself. Every small choice you make can lead to a significant transformation over time. It's my privilege to help you on this journey, to help you reconnect with your body's inborn ability to be happy, healthy, and well. If you have any questions, jot them down, bring them in next time. And for a deeper dive, check out the Hidden Health Connections audio series on your next walk. It's full of simple strategies used by the healthiest people I know. Thanks for joining me today. Taking care of yourself is the best gift you can give. Stay healthy, and I'll see you soon.
Hello again. This is Celeste speaking to you. As we transition from this introductory segment, I hope that the insights shared have sparked your curiosity and armed you with knowledge to empower your journey towards greater happiness and more informed health decisions. Now, as we venture into part one of our series, prepare to dive into understanding one of the fascinating reasons why women tend to live longer than men and uncover practical strategies you can implement to prolong your own life. You will be exploring aspects of health that extend far beyond the realms of diet and exercise, unexpected yet powerful connections that are often overlooked but have the potential to significantly enhance your quality of life, just as nature intended. Get ready to unravel the findings of a groundbreaking Harvard study that sheds light on the intricate relationship between your emotional, spiritual, and overall well-being. The insights gained here promise to be nothing short of transformative. As we journey through the Hidden Health Connections talk, you will be introduced to ways of tapping into the natural intelligence of your body. We will share simple yet impactful action steps to boost your happiness, build resilience, and maintain your health once you've achieved it. Stay tuned, and let's continue this journey of discovery together. See you soon.